This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd says bagworms, the Japanese beetle, squash bugs, blister beetles, and two-spotted spider mites are currently active. Raymond, as usual, we kind of like to start off by talking about bagworms and what are we seeing right now?
Okay, Jeff, right now what we're seeing is the bagworms are increasing in size, but it's the bags, the caterpillars are inside, and it's getting close to being too late to apply the products we recommend like spinosad and the BTK, which is also called Bacillus thuringiensis curistaci. Now you have to start using some of the more heavier chemicals like the pyrethroids, and those will kill them, but they also impact pollinators and beneficial insects and mites. There's also hand removal if it's practical and put them in a container of soapy water. You need to kill them. Don't throw them in your tote because the caterpillars will move around. But right now, what I've been hearing and seeing is the bags are getting bigger, over half an inch, some an inch, and it's getting too late to use the common stomach poisons we recommend early. And you have to knock the populations back or they will defoliate a plant.
Also, Japanese beetles, they're starting to be more active?
Oh, Japanese beetles are all over the place, Jeff, right now. I mean, they're feeding, you name it, roses, crepe myrtle, linden, cannas. They're all over the place. For the adults, it's very unfortunate that we don't have any selective materials, but you have to use products like Carbaryl or 7 or some of the pyrethroids, and you don't want to apply those when the bees are out because they will kill the bees. So make your applications early morning or late evening, and you're going to have to make more than one application because the adult Japanese beetles can fly 4 to 5 miles. Do not use the Japanese beetle traps because they'll lure Japanese beetles into the area, especially if you're in an urban area. So don't use those at all. But you can handpick them. They're very easy to handpick in the morning because they're very lethargic and just put a container of soapy water in the bottom. You'll collect them and kill them. But if you do have questions regarding Japanese beetle adult manager, contact your county extension agent or our office at the Department of Entomology at Kansas State University.
Squash bugs active as well?
Oh, squash bugs are out too. The adults, the males, the females have made as eggs are laid, and we're seeing nymphs, and they are feeding on squash plants primarily. They are very difficult to control. The key for controlling them is the eggs. If you can squish them or apply an oil-based material like a mineral oil, or I think neem oil might work, which suffocates them. But everything is on the leaf underside, so you have to get on leaf underside. Now, the nymphs are susceptible to some of the common insecticides that are out there. It's the adults that are very hard to control because they have a very waxy cuticle, which impedes the insecticide from penetrating. So that reduces mortality. If you don't deal with squash bugs, they can decimate squash plants. They'll feed on the leaves, and both the nymphs and the adults will feed on the fruit.
A couple of others to cover today, blister beetles and two-spotted spider mites.
Blister beetles, we're seeing feeding on chard and some other vegetable crops. There are various types of blister beetles. We have the black blister beetle, the gray blister beetle, and the three-line blister beetle. They have chewing mouthparts, but one of the distinct characteristics is the black fecal material you'll see on the leaves. It's different from caterpillars. It's more strung out and lengthy. They hide during the daytime at the base of plants, but they will feed on a wide variety of vegetable crops at this time of year. Do not handpick them unless you're wearing leather gloves because they will emit a material called cantharidin that's very irritating. If it gets in your eyes, it can cause burning. So be very cautious if you decide to hand remove them and put them in a bucket of soapy water and kill them.
And then the two-spotted spider mites?
Yes, this is the time of year, hot and dry. Two-spotted spider mite thrives in those conditions, feeding on tomatoes, Yonimus, wide diversity of vegetable and ornamental plants. One of the first recommendations is we use a high-pressure water spray or a forceful water spray to dislodge them. They won't come back. They don't like the moisture. If you do that routinely about twice a week, say on Yonimus bush or a plant, that will reduce an infestation and reduce an outbreak. You can use a miticide. There are soaps, insecticidal soaps, and horticultural oils that are contact that will provide mortality of two-spotted spider mite, yes. But everything is on the leaf underside, so you have to get thorough coverage in order to kill as many of the spider mites, as well as we talked about squash bug eggs, too, as possible by getting on leaf underside.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd. Again, for more information, contact your local extension office. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.